Hey, good evening, American Fork. This is George Armenta from Los Angeles, California. We are together at the John North Field Show Tournament on November 10th. It's my pleasure to be your SESBOA Auxiliary Adjudicator. Looking forward to seeing this season's production. Wishing you guys all the best. All right. All set, ready to go. Such striking color palette. Works so beautifully. The gradation of texture and tension with the blue fabric dress. Yeah, really enhancing the musicality of that moment. Yes, good sets of timing. Manipulation of space in and around the body continues to evolve. Yeah, the subtleties with texture. I think the performance can continue to be a little bit more forthcoming expressively. Yeah, really appreciate the dynamic contouring that moment. Again, the sensitivity to the costuming really works beautifully. Yeah. Subtleties and the clear reflection with the introduction of the guns and sabers really handled very positively. There's an obvious training compatibility to the choreography. I think, if anything, you know, the manipulation of the emotional connection could be a little bit more forthcoming. Yeah, the ongoing responsibilities continue to evolve.
Yeah, nice expression in the front ensemble.
And the evolution of the form working as a strong framing aspect for the flags. I lose the weapons a little bit in that functional transition into the props, the hat platforms. Yeah, the single-handed manipulation. Good sense of musicality within the vocabulary to help accent those moments. Yeah, layered efforts. The coordination between the multiple vignettes really is quite intellectually stimulating. You know, there, I think there's still opportunity for a little bit more contouring expressively and to really help articulate some of the maybe percussive and brass qualities. Yeah, strong punctuated moment. Again, you know, that emotional connection, the communication, I think is still struggling for the performers. I know I keep kind of harping on that, and I'll stop now.
On a field of dandelions, you can either see hundreds of weeds.
Wow, pretty interesting textural prop. Yeah, there's an obvious sensitivity built into the props. And you offer and reveal the flute soloist so effortlessly. Just by by sheer delivery, the sensitivity that's embedded within the choreography, more so delivered, I think, for the performers. Careful with the functionality of that transition. I think the contouring dynamically for the flags felt a little flat. And the ongoing implosion of the flowers. Yeah, careful again with the contouring and the dynamics within that moment. I think there was a build that just wasn't sustained visually from the auxiliary. But that prop is really interesting and very subtle.
The sky is the limit.
And the sensitivity. Yeah, interesting gradation of speed and tension with the introduction of the guns. Definitely enhancing the percussive qualities. Yeah, really appreciate the dynamic contouring. That good reflection for the guns. Yeah, the subtlety within the staging continues to evolve for the performers. And again, there seems to feel as though there's a good sense of compatibility to the choreography. A little functional as they restage the dancers once again. Yeah, the ongoing interweaving for the guns again continues to add value, texture, and tension. Careful with the dynamic contouring. Yeah, a little functional. Careful with those individual vignettes. Yeah, the spray of color just moves so effortlessly.
Once we accept our limits, we go beyond.
Yeah, the seafoam color looks so beautiful. Dynamic contouring really coming to life. And the reveal of the double swing flag adds such richness, body, and texture, and really helps aid the dynamic contouring.
Big accents.
Alrighty, guys. Some nice moments embedded in the program. I think the performers still have some ways to grow expressively. They were, I think, mindful in the delivery of their responsibilities. So designers, I hope I've given you guys some areas of consideration. Keep working hard, everyone. We'll see you again.